Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care.
Is this Thomas
on now?
Yes. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good, thank you. And you?
Fine, fine. I see you've been trying to reach me, you know, a call back yesterday and earlier. I left a message, and here we are.
Okay, no worries. So, Leonel, I see that you were hired with us before. However, we need you to complete, because it was so long ago, we need you to complete all the requirements again. So I did send you the link that I need you to complete. It's going to be your application. We need the test to be completed again. That should actually have been completed each year. But again, because the documents were so old, it doesn't seem like it was completed, so I need you to complete that. Your I-9W-4 form, we want you to complete if there's any sort of changes or anything. And then I need you to send me your two forms of ID. Do you have your driver's license or state ID with you now that you can send over?
I'm driving. I have the whole list that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have everything packaged up when I'm finished with the claim.
Okay. And, okay, you have your Social Security card as well, correct?
I have everything, ma'am.
Perfect. Do you need me to schedule you an appointment for your TB test for the year? No. Or are you up to date?
No, I have everything.
Okay, perfect. So then just send this over when you have some time. Do you think that you'll be able to send these documents by tomorrow so I could check in?
Well, I'm going to finish as soon as I finish with the client and have all the paperwork for everything, I will send everything in. Or I'll bring it in personally myself.
All right, so then I can reach out to you tomorrow, correct?
I will bring it in when I have it, Ms. Monica.
Oh, you're going to be going into the office to bring it in. Is that
you're not in the office?
No, I'm not in the office.
Okay.
If you want to go into the office, just let me know because I can let Tamidi know. I know that she reached out to you before.
I guess, yes. Like, I have everything. As soon as I have everything, I will either bring in the office or I'll call you directly if it's your direct number, whatever number, because I have 15 numbers. Like, I will reach out. I will make sure you have everything. I understand about everything being updated. I understand that part. You know, I will have everything for you. Everything.
Okay, perfect. The only reason why I'm asking them now is because I want to just make sure if you do plan to go into the office, I need to let them know that you'll be going in so that somebody is expecting you. I don't want you to go and then they're not expecting you and they're having like a meeting and they're not able
okay.
to open.
All right, I'll reach out to everybody. I'm going to call everybody. When I have everything together.
All right, well, now just give me a call if you have any questions or if you need any assistance with anything, okay?
All right.
Now, one more thing before I let you go, Lena. Would you be comfortable with providing me with your date of birth or at least your social over the phone so I can submit the background check report? Because we were supposed to have this.
Hello. My date of birth was 3/5/1971. And what else you said?
You said 3/5/1971?
February.
Oh, February. My apologies. All right, and then your social.
189.
You said 189?
Yes, 56.
Uh-huh.
8532.
Okay, so let me just repeat. You said your date of birth is February 5th, 1971, and your social is 189-56-8532?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Lanelle.
All right.
Have a good one, okay?
You do the same.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Okay.